You're listening to Public Affairs Programming on 102.7 KZEZ. Joining us today, Joni Lyman, the Senior Corps Coordinator from the Five County Association of Governments. She stopped by today to tell us about a senior companion program. It's one of many programs she's in charge of to help make the lives of seniors in Washington County and Southern Utah better. Joni, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Thanks much. I know you're going to tell us about a couple of programs, but let's start with the Senior Companion Program. Tell me about that. I know it's seniors helping other seniors. What's next?
Okay, so we have seniors who assist other seniors by taking them shopping, to doctor's appointments. They come and spend 3 or 4 hours each week with them. They can take them to get their hair cut, any essential errands. They can provide respite care for caregivers, sit with a loved one while they're going out and doing their shopping or whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. So an extra pair of hands or maybe a friend that stops by once a week and talks with you, they don't necessarily have to go anywhere, right?
Exactly. They can play games. They can watch a show with you, just companionship.
And I guess if for some people who don't drive anymore, these are seniors who are still driving and able to take you, I would imagine, not long distances, but to the doctor, maybe the thrift store for some shopping. Tell me about that.
Yes. So they stay in their area. If they live in St. George, they stay in St. George. If they're in Washington, they stay in Washington area. Mm-hmm. They can go out for like doctor's appointments if it's a little further. We don't take them long distances, just around their area.
Okay. And what does this do for the people involved, the volunteer senior and the senior they're helping? I imagine it must be a positive exchange.
It's great for both, and that's the beauty of the program, is that it helps the senior volunteer by giving them purpose and a reason to get out and about, and it helps the client by keeping them in their home longer, which is what we all really want, is to stay in our home. And
keeps you happier that way when you can stay where you know where everything is,
being
right?
Independent, yes.
I gotcha. So do we have many seniors who are kind of isolated here in Washington County? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we have a lot of seniors that they're homebound just because they have maybe some eyesight problems or things like that, where they can really get along fine on their own, except for they can't drive anymore. And, you know, there's just no need in having to be in a facility or assisted living if that's the only thing you need.
And I imagine some of these people don't have a roommate or a family member.
Yes.
So that's a little bit frightening, isn't it, to be on your own? You need someone to come and check on you.
You really do. And even if you do have family, it helps the family not have to come and do everything for you. It makes you a little more independent.
Of course, volunteering is its own reward. For those of us who haven't volunteered in a while, we need to remember that. But I know that you do make it easy for seniors to volunteer. Tell me about what you do for the people who give their time.
Okay, so our program is designed for lower-income seniors to earn a little extra money. So we do pay them a small stipend. We ask that they serve at least 15 hours a week, which adds up to being about $200 a month. We reimburse for mileage, and we do a little meal reimbursement. So a lot of our volunteers start because they need a little extra money, but they stay because their people love them and they love them back.
So it's really a two-way street. You're helping the people who need a visitor or a guest or a ride somewhere, but also the people who take part in the program need to have some friendships as well and maybe earn a little bit of money to help their life.
Yes, exactly.
Is it difficult to find volunteers?
Yes, sometimes it is. We kind of have a narrow little window there. They have to be over 55. They have to be a little lower income. They have to be willing to serve at least 15 hours a week.
Do you think it's difficult finding volunteers simply because they don't know about your program?
Yes, I think it's really hard to keep the word out there.
I gotcha. Yes. And tell me about what the seniors who have a companion come and visit them, how do they qualify?
They just have to have a need, and it can just be that they need some companionship. Most of them have more than that. They, you know, have some hard time getting around.
They have a need. They need a friend. They need a ride. They need all of the above. What's the process? So in other words, I'm at home right now hearing this and thinking, hey, I'd like to have a senior companion, or I'm a family member who's thinking that. What should we do next?
You should give me a call. My name's Joni, and my phone number is 435-673-3548. And I even have an extension. It's 122 if you want to go directly to me. And you just call me. I do have a little waiting list, but just get on it. I'm happy to put you on the waiting list. And sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a couple of months, but we try to get them served.
And once I've called you, whether I'm on a waiting list or you can serve me right away, then what happens? Does someone just show up at my house? Tell me about that.
So then I would give you a call and I'd come and do a little paperwork and make sure that you are good for our program and kind of match you with a volunteer that I think would fit your needs. And then I assign you a volunteer and she gives you a call or he gives you a call and they just set up a time. You guys just start.
So are there set days of the week or set times of day, or is that something that gets worked out between the two people involved?
That's between the two people, and we do try to do the same day and time every week, so you would know what day to schedule your doctor's appointments or whatever your hair appointment, whatever you're needing.
I see. And the seniors who are enjoying the company of a companion, do they need to pay them anything or pay your organization anything for this service?
It's a free service, so it does not cost the client any money.
I'm sure that you've been doing this for a while now. I'm sure you have some stories about how this has helped people or changed people's lives. Did you want to share some of that with us? Do you have a particular volunteer in mind and how they might have had their lives changed by doing this work?
Well, I have a cute story about a volunteer and their client, and they were out shopping and busy doing all the things they needed to do, getting their prescriptions and everything. And on the way home, she says, we were about an hour late, but we saw a bunch of deer out in the field, and the volunteer says, well, let's drive closer. And she says, oh, we're so late. But they drove closer, and she said that was the best day and the best time that she's had in a long time, was watching those deer. She thought there were about 100 of them out in the
field. Wow, just a great spontaneous moment that you could share with a new friend.
Yes. Yes.
I love that idea. Well, I there's a little part of me that wishes I qualified one side or the other of this equation. But please go ahead and give us your number again and tell us the first step.
Okay, so just give me a call, Joni, at Five County, and my number is 435-673-3548. My extension is 122. So give me a call and we'll get you on our list.
Great. You've been listening to Joni Lyman. She's the Senior Corps Coordinator for the Five County Association of Governments, and she stopped by today to share with us the details of the Senior Companion Program. Thanks, Joni.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
You've been listening to Public Affairs Programming at 102.7 KZEZ.